ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम। यू नो व्हाट इज प्रेम? लव, स्पिरिचुअल लव, गॉडली लव, डिवाइन लव इज प्रेम, नॉट द प्रेम ऑफ द चाइल्ड। प्रेम हिंदी वर्ड, like shanti is Hindi word, prem is Hindi expression of spiritual love. And for welcome, another word I use is Om Anand. Om Anand. Anand means inner happiness, unending happiness, constant happiness. Not really just pleased to see you, happy to meet you, but from the heart, the truth is that all of you have come with so much, directly or indirectly, whole year connecting yourself, Madhuban, 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 either saving the ticket money or arrangement for holidays or arrangement to organize other activities, whatever responsibility you have. So it's connected. Madhuban has been in your heart, and the truth is that it is pure love for Madhuban has brought you here, and that is called unending eternal happiness to all of you, to see you all. So welcome, meeting and greeting, meeting the family and congratulating that you, it became real, your dream came true, that really you, all of you are here in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar, in Baba's home, in your own home. And so, is everyone settled accommodation wise? Is okay? If there is any question or any request, can come and check and ask whatever is possible or not possible, what is real. So it can be sorted out and we can think about it. So yeah, you are on one side, drama is so special that you, not everyone can go in every country to meet the souls from different areas. But Baba has, and drama has made this limited capacity of accommodation. But it is very beneficial that in your room, 6 different countries are meeting together. Somewhere 7, somewhere 5, somewhere 3. It is a Ganges coming from all over the world, are sharing, meeting, knowing each other, good opportunity to know the culture of one other place, or to understand, before that we used to say, oh, this is my cousin, this is my uncle. We were used to give the introduction of each other. And now we know, this is my brother. We are spiritual brothers. We are one family. And so we have the power to accept and respect. And thanks to Dharma that we have reached home to take the full benefit of every opportunity that Dharma is providing. So, what I would suggest that not only you have come here to be in Madhuban, but you go, you take Madhuban with you. You don't go alone. Take whole Madhuban with you. How will you carry Madhuban with you? Would you make a video? Or you take some photographs? How will you take the stay of Madhuban for a long time with you? And then it stays with you forever. So one thing I would suggest, that as it is a special time, and according to Dharma of this year's season, this is the last. So all what Baba has in store, he has to give here now. So you have come to take all his property, whatever he has. So in the last season, whatever is in his pot should come in your pot. Right? So you can take the maximum from Madhuban, from Baba, from family, from environment, for programs, for classes, from meditation, for different activities. In full day, there would be one or two touching as such kind of gift from Baba. That would be special. But your intellect has to note it down, and head and heart both are accepting. And it is becoming your experience. As Baba said, experience, experiment, what you hear becomes the best authority, the power. Authority here, it means that inner power within the soul, achievement in life. So, from the day you arrive till you leave, every day one point, one thing must be special that Baba has kept for you and given you as a personal experience, personal power, or personal which you had not explored before. To focus on it, some kind of homework. So write down in your notebook, make a notebook small, in that you write every day's special experience or gift or achievement what you had in this season. So by the time you go, it means 10 days if you are there, or 12 days or 8 days according to your time schedule. So you have this special extra gift from this season from Baba. Murli is anyway a regular gift, but even in that, sometimes Baba gives simple words but very deep realization. And that becomes the powerful reinforcing or empowering ourselves to move forward. So write down from whatever from morning till evening you had one thing or two things in your notebook. And when you go back home, you read this like make a routine. Before you have breakfast, you have this spiritual breakfast. So that throughout the day, that consciousness remains and you create the atmosphere that you have come in your city, in your time, in your job, but you have brought that power that day to use in your daytime. Then you will feel the strength is extra, power is working with you. Otherwise, very quickly we forget what we received. So make it, revise it before you have breakfast. Give this breakfast to yourself. So, second thing is, of course, after travel sometime, body is tired. Just those who came yesterday would have time for rest, and some have come today. So, must be thinking, oh, good, if I could have rest before a little bit. But there's no time. Instantly, one after another activity. But that is also joyful, that you are able to overcome this consciousness of jet lag. Right? Yet is the moment to get, rather than jet lag. Right? This is the opportunity to receive from Baba. So create joyful feeling. Then the tiredness disappears. Tiredness does not, joy dispels the tiredness. Like light dispels the darkness. And the joyful mood or joyful attitude, the pressure of tiredness reduces as intellect becomes receptive. And definitely, afternoon you have time to rest, enjoy your rest as well. So, if you have something which you have not cleared at home, or you still feel that you want to be free from that, which though you try to get rid of that, and yet it is lingering on here, write it on a piece of paper and put in Baba's letter box. Give it to Baba. And you will feel that Baba has read. Nobody else will read. Baba reads our thoughts, and it is vibration communication. So you will get the answer automatically, or even after writing, it's uplifted yourself and become free. So write it down and put it in Baba's box to make yourself ready to be printed something fresh and powerful in you. Second thing is that we want you to remain healthy. And food is very much connected with the whole day's system. Madhuban gives a very special nourishing food. Morning murli is powerful. But in the dining room, in Madhuban, here, 3 times lunch is offered. 3 times lunch. Morning you look at the plate and then look at the line. How many pots are there? Tables different. Now this is also good, I can take something. This is also natural you will feel. And when you go with your plate in front of those who are distributing, they feel joy and they want to put 1, two, three, they continue to put in your plate. You have to learn to say bus, bus. Right? Enough. You are most welcome to take what you like, but take a small amount, because many different things at the same time in a plate. So take what you can digest, and it does not go into dustbin, because it's, of course, you know the value and you want to finish it. So better you take the amount first small, and then take second time, third time, no problem at all. One thing I want to draw attention, especially those who have come from abroad, the weather has, weather or not, but certain things do not go together. If you are having tea, coffee with milk, and at the same time there is yogurt being distributed, or you took yogurt, please do not mix it. Because milk and yogurt fight inside, and you get the stomach problem. So then this is being careful for diet, attention that do not mix it. Of course, if body is reacting to something, then dispensary is next to Vishnupuri. You can foreign contact and get what you need, what is possible to be free from that, what is disturbing you, your body. And we are a family. In one room there are three, some in other room there are five, in another room there are seven. We are a family together. So sometimes, because of not coming from the same city, it takes little bit time to, shouldn't take time actually, but we are a family. Please take care of each other. Help each other, support each other. So this is also important. So, and when before you go, one thing is important. You go in Baba's room and have a private meeting with him. Doesn't matter if others are sitting there, but Baba will become private for you. And tell Baba, now you write letter to me. Your pen, your brain will catch the touching. What is, what time, what kind of efforts that you have to make it for your personal progress. So it will be a personal Baba's direction for you, for individual. So carry that letter with you. So it will be, that is also guideline for further, as the time is different. But Baba is guiding the each individual for individual effort. So this is. So once again, welcome home, sweet home, your own home. Yeah. And I know that as you have traveled a lot, I should let you go quickly to have a little bit more relaxed. But if you would like to ask anything, still most welcome to ask. Nothing to ask. Let Baba answer in the Murli. Right? Yeah. Yes, please. Come. No, you need to speak here. And then I need to get the repeating from this, because I can hear. Others can hear on your mic, but my hearing organ says, I want to live in Nirvana. So it's gone. It's gone, I cannot hear. But I have a special instrument through which I can hear. Yeah. Yes.
Om Shanti. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for this lovely welcoming, Didi. I was just wondering, I think, of course, we all want to become equal to Baba. And one of the ways for that is powerful meditation, which we all, I'm sure, experience here. And I was wondering, to connect powerfully with Baba, we really want to go deeper into soul consciousness. So I was wondering if you could just maybe mention maybe one or two methods that you might use to become more soul conscious, deeper soul consciousness, being soul consciousness, from not from the head but being.
Love is the key. Anything, when you really understand, first is understanding. Now, there's no one is here who does not know that Baba says, be soul conscious, be bodiless. So, in fact, this is a reminder of the truth. So knowledge, it is true, it's up to the head here. The soul lives in the center of forehead, but experience is not in the head. Experience is in the soul by being a soul, by believing from the heart that I am a soul. We know, each one of us know, I am a soul. But am I living soul? Am I really a soul? When I am a real soul, who am I? When I am really conscious, what will be conscious from me, in me? My three main powers, which soul exists with, will work together. That is my heart, my mind. In my mind is a thought, and thought creates the feelings. And feelings is actually created by the intellect. So, for example, Baba said, you are a pure and peaceful soul. This is your religion and this is your beauty. So, I really believe that God is telling truth. Or think that I am not so. Baba says, you are a pure and peaceful soul, and I am remembering the whole list of what is not peaceful and what has been not pure. But that was my last birth. But this moment, when Baba is saying this, I accept it and respect God's words, my life will become real like a baby. Experience will become like a baby, like an innocent child. You practice this. I not only know that I am a soul, but I believe. And I believe, and today and now I live. Means I make myself alive. I chew it inside, in the thought, with my mind. Enjoy what is peace. Thoughts will be positive, pure, powerful, it is complete peace. Peace is not the thoughts are not coming. Thoughts are powerful actually. Peace is powerful, pure thought. Positive. So there was yesterday, I did something wrong. I got angry. Somebody insulted me and I became upset. And now I am whole day thinking. So whom I fed, what I empowered, that anger of the other person, my feeling of insult or my mistake, so that I became embodiment of that. This I created new sanskaras. I had this before, but now I empowered myself. So to make head, heart and hand together. Enjoyment. The main thing is that I believe it is true. I really truly, when I am a soul, where is body consciousness in it? Body is not the soul. So I am soul. So once again, just like now, I have 100% convinced from the baby, from childhood, that my mother told me, you are a girl. And I believed I am a girl. And no matter how many times I wear a dress of a boy, I can play a role in somewhere with a tip-top gentleman. Would my intellect say that, yes, I am this gentleman? I am a girl. Just like my physical identity, I have 100% belief. No doubt. In the same way, I don't doubt, but I don't empower myself. So empower your purity, peace. I am. And today, one job only. Until lunch, can you practice this inside? Thought, feeling, and holding that feeling. I am. Breathe in. A pure and peaceful soul. Till lunch, you only one thought in the mind, nothing else. And then give me the result. Okay? I am. Breathe in. What? Pure and peaceful soul. It is like you have a bottle of perfume. It is locked. It's tightly packed. You know it is perfume, but you are not from this bottles. You are not experiencing it, though you know it. But you feel only when you open it. You have a sugar in your hand, something sweet. You know it is sweet. You cannot taste until you eat it. Exactly it is this. I cannot feel a soul until I believe this and I have this focused thought on it. It has a power in it. A purity creates self-respect. And peace brings its original outside, shut off everything. It is the experience of just like someone really very active and you have put it in a box and is excited to be open, that somebody opens the lid and it comes out, jumps out. So So soul consciousness lies like this. Open yourself. Because soul is covered with five big cement sheets. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. It is covered inside it. And it's really trying to come out. I'm not this body. Then happiness is the power, the joy, bliss. Then you begin to feel the real you. Your real purity, your real truth, bliss, these two becomes at the same level, purity and truth. Joyful. Okay, this is the homework for all of you till lunchtime. Okay.